Good morning, everyone. Really glad that you're here. It's great to see everybody, or not see everybody. I'm taking some medicine for my eyes this week. I'm not allowed to wear my contacts. So I have these 25-year-old glasses. They're about three prescriptions ago. So if I come up to you, I don't think I'd recognize my wife if she was standing 5 feet in front of me. So if I don't recognize you, I apologize. It's yet another sign, as if one were needed, of my failing youth. But thanks for being here. My name is Peter Gettler. It's my honor and privilege to be president of the Cato Institute. At our headquarters in Washington, 3 years ago, we put up this timeline across the windows in our conference center, showing the advance of liberty over the sweep of human history. And we entitled the timeline, Better Every Day. And it was to remind us that while we sometimes despair that liberty may be in retreat or facing challenges, through the course of humanity over nearly any time frame, liberty and freedom have been advancing. In fact, I think about Jefferson's, you know, we take Jefferson's quote that the natural course of things is for liberty to yield and government to gain ground. We take that as maxim. But, you know, since the time Jefferson said that, the natural course of things has actually been for government to yield and liberty to gain ground, because if you think of what the world looked like across the globe 200 years ago compared to what it looks like now, by any measure, it's much more free. So we have our challenges, and I'm not trying to ignore that, but I think we need to keep it in perspective. But there was another meaning to that timeline. It was that Cato was striving to be better every day, to more forcefully execute on our mission, to mount the best fight for liberty that we possibly can, and to fulfill the crucial responsibility we have to all of you, the generous people who support Cato and make our work and mission possible. And we called it Better Every Day and trying to make Cato rise to a higher level of performance every day, because continuous improvement is something for which we as human beings should also strive. But I mentioned that crucial responsibility we have to you. When voluntary contributions fund your work and mission, it carries a profound commitment, a responsibility to achieve the best performance and most impact possible from those contributions. And this is reflected in our strategic vision, the plans that we've been executing on now for several years. Accountability for individual performance for all our staff members and colleagues. Accountability for each policy area to have its own strategy and vision to best generate the products that further our mission. I call our products ideas, influence, and impact. We're making investments in distribution. I call it distribution, technology, content creation, and outreach that spread our ideas further and to an audience that is more vast each and every year. And innovation, like our Project Sphere and other initiatives that let us reach new audiences, particularly the unconverted and especially the young. But as we've worked hard to lift our level of performance and impact, little did we know that at the same time, we were working to meet a moment, this moment. For these are troubling times for our country and liberty, and the threats are coming from all directions. Both sides, right and left, are more willing than ever to use the power of the state to win elections and to maintain their own power. And they're more willing to wield that power in illegitimate ways to reward friends and punish enemies. Our reckless fiscal and monetary policies go nearly unquestioned in the political arena. I've heard conservative leaders boast about their pandemic spending and the infrastructure spending blowout. And worse, I was at an event recently where a progressive leader was reveling in the Biden administration's accomplishments, gleefully summarizing them in only three horrifying words: $4 trillion. Progressives have always judged the wonders of free markets and capitalism by an impossible standard, measuring them only against a utopian ideal that's unachievable. But now many conservatives are also moving away from free markets and free enterprise as they give primacy to cultural issues and insist wrongly, very wrongly in my view, that markets have somehow failed working people. I don't think anything could be further from the truth. But with our beliefs in markets and free people perfectly intact, we're prepared to meet this moment. A moment that's downright frightening for our country, but absolutely galvanizing to us at Cato. For never have the stakes been higher for our mission, and never have we been better equipped to take up that mission. And it's exhilarating that so many of you are with us. Cato's partners have never been more generous as they are today, as they recognize the urgency of this moment and strongly affirm the steps the Institute's taking to meet it. This is the essence of both the threat and opportunity we face. The threat that the challenges to liberty are stronger than they've been, but the opportunity of knowing our ability to meet these challenges is also stronger. The threat that the challenges to liberty are coming today from all directions, but the opportunity of knowing that an exhausted middle majority is frustrated by both sides and more open than ever to rational alternatives like ours. The threat that public policy has gone haywire in so many ways, but the opportunity that more and more Americans can see clearly that what's being done is definitely not working, which of course is the opportunity to fight for what does work: educational freedom, free markets and free enterprise, free speech and expression, and so much more. I can't tell you how much your partnership means to us. I hope you feel how seriously we take our responsibility to you to deliver the maximum of ideas, influence, and impact from the resources you entrust to us. And I hope you know how deeply grateful we are for your generosity, for your encouragement, and for your partnership. And we're really glad to be back with you in Chicago.